Welcome to another installment of Marvel Mondays at the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This week is our third installment. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And we're going to talk movie Iron Man this week. We're going to look at the movie comic Ironmonger, Iron Man, War Machine, Iron Man, Mark 1 comic, and the Hulkbuster Iron Man, as well as the deep dive Iron Man. It's a lot of Iron Man. We'll be right back.
Toys.
Go to Entertainment Earth and buy something. That has been a word from our sponsor, slash host, because it's the Entertainment Earth Podcast, and we sell toys. Anyway, let me go to the other side of the room and get my Iron Man figures. They are not with me, but they are with me. So, you just keep busy.
I'll talk to you while I get it. Hopefully you can still hear me. Here we go. I have lots of Iron Man toys. There we go.
Okay, so let's get started here. Why isn't Deep Dive Iron Man in the box? Where'd he go? Anyway, I'll have to get him in a minute. Let's get started with Ironmonger and Hulkbuster Iron Man. These figures both share the same basic body design. They have different hands and feet, as well as shoulder armor and heads. And there's other little details that change too. Ironmonger does not have the back jets of the Hulkbuster Iron Man, who has a ton of articulation, huge fists, and for some reason only three fingers on each hand. Can you explain that to me? The Hulkbuster is a fairly nice, fairly loose design. The elbows are a little stiff. Everything else moves pretty smoothly. The waist's a little loose on my sample, but everyone's may vary. He's got two hip joints on every figure, two knee joints, and big ol' hands. He looks like he's ready to just pound on Bruce Banner. I like it. And he's basically movie-colored. And I think he's technically a movie concept figure. But I don't think they ever intended to have a Hulk in the movie. So I don't know how Iron Man could bust him. But I like the figure. It's very interesting looking. Ironmonger blew me away. It's one of the reasons I started grabbing a bunch of figures. And pardon the pun, because he is blue. He looks a lot like the Bowen statue. And I just saw the thing and I was just like, I gotta have this. He's got big wires coming out of his arms and into his forearms. Huge fists, big feet. Again, same body as Hulkbuster, but for some reason it just looks better on Ironmonger. Got a black visor. Doesn't look at all like he did in the movies. I'm not an Iron Man expert, but I know a good toy when I see one, and I saw this and I had to have it. It's just cool to look at. It's a great little sculpture for your desk. He has a display stand, but you won't need it because his feet are huge. If you don't want to buy Marvel figures, do not seek out the Ironmonger. I think we might have some for sale on our website. Check for availability of individual items. We have broken up a bunch of cases of Iron Man figures so you can actually order singles. So check that out. I like this figure a lot. I like his figure so much I bought other Iron Man figures for him to beat up. You have to get an Ironmonger. Trust me. Iron Man Mark 1 from the comics is a great figure. It's also, these are all from the movie line, by the way, the Iron Man 2, 3¼ inch movie line. He is super articulated, two knee joints on each knee. Looks like he's made out of recycled airplane parts. And he's got a bluish arc reactor in his chest. The hands are pretty great, swiveling wrists. And he includes a fire blast accessory, like most Iron Man figures do, because you got to give him something, as well as a display stand. I don't think he needs a display stand because he's a nice big figure. He's got good articulation and he can stand up on his own just fine. I like this one a lot. I gotta say, I'm very, not easily pleased, but I was very pleased by this figure. So let's put him back in the box. Move on to the next one. Comic Iron Man. This is one from the 1980s. It looks kind of like a guy wearing spandex with a red clamshell thing over him. He's red and yellow, has striped gauntlets, and this is very, very, very similar to a Marvel Universe figure, Iron Man. I don't know why, but Hasbro has so many Iron Man figures out right now that look almost identical. It's probably going to be hard for the layperson to keep them straight, and you might think, oh, I thought I got that one. And then you'll see the same figure with a different head, and maybe slightly different coloring, maybe not. That's kind of like this one. He's really cool. This one, you know this one's distinctive because it includes a red blast for his fist, as well as this interesting flame jet display stand, and he's the only figure so far that I've seen has one of these. It's basically you can plug both of his feet onto the stand and it looks like he's shooting fire out of his heels. The figure actually has sculpted and painted soles on his boots. There's a little blue repulsor thing. His hands have those as well. Figure's got at least 18 points of articulation. Cannot sit in any meaningful way. A lot of these figures can't because of how Hasbro designed the hip joints. But it's a compelling design. It looks really cool. And I like it a lot. Again, I say that about a lot of these figures. They're very nice. That's why I bought them. Silver Centurion Iron Man came out recently with Ironmonger. I've heard a lot of complaints about the figure, so I've looked up images, and I haven't really had much of a problem. He is indeed silver and red, just like in the comics. And he has a blast as well. They all seem to. Articulation's about on par with everybody else. And he seems to have sculpted eyebrows, and maybe a little bit in the way of cheeks. Maybe that's the problem people have with it. I don't really know. I think it looks great. He's got a triangular thing on his chest for his arc reactor. Pointed shoulder pads. He appears to have what sort of kind of looks like a backpack, but that's probably normal. I don't read a lot of the Iron Man comics. I just know he looks cool. And, yeah, basically, even though the back of the package makes it look like he has a waist joint, he only has a mid-torso joint. So, don't get your hopes up. Head articulation's good. Range of movement's good. You can pose him fighting people. What else could you possibly want out of a Silver Centurion figure? He looks almost more realistic than the other comic figures in the line. It's a little goofy for one of the movie designs because of the shoulder pads, but other than that, very true to the comics, and it seems completely plausible. And I'm going to go ahead and pause this while I go get Deep Dive Iron Man, which is not as impressive. Okay, got it. It was in the other room. That's where he usually goes. The Deep Dive Iron Man figure is a blue with blue and some more blue figure. He's got some silver and yellowish lights on him. He, not impressed. Maybe my sample's just bad, but it seems like one hip is higher than the other, and the legs seem a little wonky. There's huge gaps in them. And I thought he looked really cool until I got to play one with one. And he doesn't have wrist articulation. He has elbow, shoulder, mid-torso joint, a couple of hip joints, a couple of knee joints, ankle joints, neck joint. And if you've seen a picture, you get a, and you should see that on our website. Just search for Iron Man and you'll find him. He's got a clamp-on firing accessory, which is pretty cool, and it fires well, and it holds into place nicely. It's well done. It's just that, there's something not right about this guy. He doesn't seem done to me. Maybe it's because the design doesn't even allow for wrist joints, because he's got big, bulky hands and stuff to keep his hands fully armored. But, I have a hard time posing him and making him look cool. Maybe it's me, but the metallic figure is okay, there's a lot of detail on it. If you flip him over and look at his back, there's even more. He's got a place to plug something into his back, and I have no idea what. He doesn't have an accessory to do it. And the repaint of the figure doesn't look like he has a special backpack either, so much as it has special armor. The figure will be repurposed as Subterranean Armor Iron Man in 2011, assuming that line doesn't get canceled. I don't have any inside dirt that it will. It's just that sometimes with these lines, as things slow down near the end, they just kind of go away, and it seems Iron Man is slowing down a little bit, so who knows? I hope it keeps going, because it's a very diverse line of the same guy. I mean, they really found a bunch of different ways to do Iron Man. Don't have much else to say about this figure, other than I wasn't impressed. The Iron Man line, if you didn't know, has got about 40 figures so far. Not all of them are out yet, but it's kind of hard not to be enamored with them, because if you get a good look at them, they're all pretty different, except for the movie ones. They're all very similar. But they're going to be doing Ultimate Iron Man very soon. I haven't seen it yet. They have an Ultimate Armor movie Iron Man, but that's not the same thing as Ultimate Comic Iron Man. They're really going out of their way to do different stuff and really squeeze this for every ounce of juice that's in it, which is probably a good thing. Odds are we're never going to see an extensive Iron Man line like this for a while. I don't know if they're going to do a third Iron Man movie or not. If they're just going to do Avengers and call it a day, who knows? But for fans of original concepts and comic-style Iron Man figures, a lot of these are fun. They're not all perfectly authentic to the characters in the comic book art, but some of the comic book art was kind of old and needed to get a little bit more detail in it anyway. So, depending on where you fall, that might be blasphemy. I enjoy these figures a lot. They've been releasing new ones all the time this year, so check our site for the latest, because we do sell individual Iron Man figures right now. And yeah. Again, I highly recommend Hulkbuster, Ironmonger, and the yellow and red comic book style one without the horns on the helmet, if you know which one I mean. If you don't, you're probably not going to buy Iron Man figures anyway, and haven't been listening this long. They don't name the figures in a very distinctive way, so it's easy to say, well, this is Iron Man number 23. You know, you can get a number, but you don't really have much in the way of names. So, yeah.